Hello and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish weekly guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. We hold these weekly calls because we believe a flourishing world is possible, but that world requires leadership mastery by really everybody, but particularly those who are aware that something is missing or needed. And so leadership mastery requires people that are making decisions and taking action that they see is needed or when something's missing, is that they take those actions from their essential or real self using their inner wisdom versus their ego self. So to be able to lead from your real self or your inner wisdom requires practice. And that's what this call is about. So it's practice accessing your heart or your real self or that inner wisdom. And while the people that we've invited to this call know about the practice of remembrance and they know the benefits of it, they often find it hard to put aside the time to make it a regular practice. So we offer this call as a support mechanism to at least give you that half an hour a week where you can tune in and listen and take yourself inside to that contemplative place, that place inside that knows, and where your real ability to live a masterful life, a life of peace, serenity, compassion, and excellent action resides. So the way these calls work is I'll give you a short teaching on kind of a theme for the night, for the call, and then I'll guide the listeners into remembrance using some of the teachings as a material for the remembrance practice. So, and then leave a minute at the end for comments or questions. Okay. So this week's theme, the teaching, is about transforming failure into personal growth. And the reason this came up was an experience that I had over the last week. I enrolled in a songwriter's camp, something that I love music and I love to play music and I have this yearning to write songs. I've written a few songs, but this song camp is a time to immerse myself in that practice and be with other people who also love music, and we create this community that is very, very beautiful and supportive and creative and some unbelievable, wonderful musical talents are unveiled and shared with everybody. So one of the activities is to write a song and then play that in front of the rest of the group, and it's a pretty sizable group of about 100 people, and then included, or on top of that, are professional musicians who play at a festival that ends the week, and so there's a high level of competent teachers and help there, of people that have been on this road for a long time and are quite practiced at it. So when it came my turn to play the song that I had composed, I was pretty excited and a little nervous because I'm going to be playing in front of people that I hold in high esteem, and I wanted to do well. And what happened was, while the song itself and the content was well received and people gave me lots of compliments afterwards, my performance was not up to my standards. I missed a lot of notes on the guitar I was playing, and I actually forgot some of the lyrics and had to kind of stop the song midstream. So it was really a very uncomfortable time for me, a very uncomfortable moment where I felt that I had really dropped the ball. I'd really not met my standards in any way. So we all have these moments in life. We all have these times, these situations where we would say we failed. We did not meet the standard or the expectation that we set for ourselves, or others have set for us. And when those failures occur, as a human being, we were kind of torn. We have the initial reaction or tendency is to get out of there. I'll speak for myself. Avoid that situation at all costs and never put myself in that situation in the future, when actually the opportunity is to embrace that experience and listen for what the lesson in it was for me. So having been at this for a long time and having really connected deeply with my passion for music and my love of that creative process, I knew that I really couldn't just let this go. I couldn't just go hide. And so I was open for the lesson. So these situations are our greatest teachers. Adversity introduces us to ourselves. We find out that we are vulnerable to ideas, to voices, to beliefs about our apparent shortcomings and how that will limit us in the future. And these limiting ideas and beliefs have a palpable effect on our state of being. Now, for me, while I was up there and, really not doing very well with what I had intended, I felt constricted physically. My breathing was more shallow. I mean, this did not help me perform better. I was under great emotional stress. And afterwards, I felt, immediately afterwards, I felt a sense of humiliation, actually, and shame. But the other emotional stress with, put someone else in a different situation could be anger, could be fear. There's certainly mental confusion because you don't have a clarity on what just happened and what's needed now. All you want to do is, pull the blankets over and get out of there. So when that's happening, all these reactions, the physical constriction, the emotional stress, the mental confusion, all these reactions tell us that what we're buying into, the story we're telling ourselves in our mind, is not the truth. Because the truth is solid. The truth is certainty. The truth is peaceful. It is a knowing. It is anything but this reactive state that we can find ourselves in, and certainly I was in. So that's when we need the remembrance to help us look below, beyond the reaction for what is the real lesson here. What is the real message? What is the real learning that we can glean, out of this experience that was very, very difficult? So just to end the story, I did that. I took the time. I don't think I'm still through it. This was about 4 days ago, and I'm still ruminating on it, but I'm way, way, way more accepting of what happened. So that's the first step. Acceptance that while I wish that I had performed a whole lot better, that I didn't, and I needed to accept that that was the case. And I also needed to accept the feedback I got from other people that was beyond sympathy. It was actually sincere acknowledgement and admiration for A, the courage it took to get up there to do that, B, the quality of the creation that I had come up with through the songwriting process, because I was told that the song and its message really got through, that people felt a real emotional connection. And that's really what I wanted. That was what I was going for, was a moment of inspiration and connection with the audience. And apparently that happened, at least for a number of people who mentioned it to me afterwards. So that was true. And as I sat further with it, I realized that I had set up expectations that were not in alignment with the amount of preparation that I had done. That while I love music and I love to write and play and sing songs, that if I was going to perform at the level that I was imagining, that it was going to take a whole lot more focus and attention and practice. That's why we do this remembrance call. Remember its practice that helps us really reach that level of mastery. So I am, through this process of listening deeply, discovered that this passion inside me is real, that it needs space, that is important to me. It's a part of my purpose for living, is to share these this creativity with other people, to hopefully inspire their lives, and that if I'm going to do that at a masterful level, or at least a level of mastery above where I am, then I'm going to have to put a little more work into it. And that was actually a relief when I heard that, because it gave me a path forward, and it gave me several ideas about how I could do that. And it actually created a whole plan of action that I can take to move to the next level on this thing that I really care about. So the lesson there was, boy, you got to do the work if you want to get if you want to get the result. And that there's a lot of compassion and mercy in the world, and that people really were there for me even in that difficult moment, and I really appreciated that. So gratitude is part of this as well. So let's see what happens for you if you have a situation. This is hopefully not like that one for you, but could be, or anything else that is difficult that you would say, oh, I missed the mark. And we'll try that out in remembrance tonight and see what the remembrance can unveil, can unfold for us, the lesson that we can see the truth below the turmoil. So we always start where we are, so we're gonna get comfortable in our chair now, or sitting on the floor, or where you happen to be. Recommended that we sit versus lay down. You could stand. So close your eyes, unless you're driving your car or a bicycle or a motorcycle or any moving vehicle. Do not close your eyes. Tongue in cheek there, but is that an important dimension? So we start by knowing what our current state of being is, and then we'll have a starting point, or a measuring stick to notice where we've moved to, or where we've gone to from our starting point through the process of remembrance. So notice your feet on the floor or ground, wherever you are, and feel that physical connection to the earth. Your feet, your buttocks in the chair, your lower back on the chair back. And feel the effects of gravity. We are of the earth, and we're held here through this gravitational pull. And that will help you ground in. And now there's another connection that is happening, and that's an energetic connection. So if you tune in to the bottom of your feet, you'll feel probably almost an electrical current running through your feet from the earth at that connection point. So this is the energetic flow. This is it can be measured in some ways, but it's not a visible thing. So feel the current, the energetic current flowing through your feet. Now follow that up to your legs, all the way to your rear end in the seat, your genitals, your lower belly, lower back. And notice how that sense of it, the flow of it, the experience of it shifts. It changes in different parts of our body. So just notice, keep going up, your belly, your solar plexus, your middle back, upper back, your chest. Often We hold tension in our chest. We hold tension in our shoulders. So notice there, our neck, our throat, and if you notice that you're holding tension, just the act of noticing gives you the choice of letting go, of releasing that tension, of relaxing. So keep moving up from the throat, where we often restrict our true expression of ourselves, to our, for fear that we're going to say the wrong thing or we'll be perceived in a negative way. So let's move to our face. Notice your chin, your mouth, your lips, nostrils, cheeks, eyes and eye sockets, forehead. And again, that's an area that we hear about, furrowed brow, where tension is held. So if you're noticing tension anywhere, and your face is an expression of tension, if you're holding it, allow it to relax. And now your scalp. Feeling that energetic current and noticing any areas where it is constricted or slowed down or even it's stuck or stopped. And well, we're not trying to fix or change anything. We're just noticing where is our current state. So now let's tune into our emotional state. And how are you feeling emotionally? This is the end of a day. And many, many things happen in a day. We're tugged in lots of directions. We have many things that we're dealing with, some planned, some unplanned. And they can take us in an emotional direction. So where are you emotionally? And how intense is that emotional state? Major families are glad, mad, sad, and scared. And there are many nuances in each of those families. So even if you can't name it, which family are you currently in? All right, and then our mental activity, and our mind is a great initiator of both physical and emotional states, because our mind takes information that we're receiving and translates that into meaning, and meaning has an impact on us and what's possible and what may not be possible. So notice the state of your mind in terms of the activity level, not the content. You know, how rapid are those neurons firing? And what is the quality of that activity? Is it bringing you up? Is it bringing you down? Or is it in more of a calm and serene state? All right, great. Now we know our physical, mental, and emotional state of being to start out. So now we want to check in, since we're beings of clay, the earth, and spirit. We're unique in that regard as human beings. So we want to check the state of our heart. And that's our spiritual heart, our metaphysical heart, not the pump, the physical pump in our chest. But in order to locate it, it's helpful to bring your attention into your chest about 2 inches below the middle of your sternum and imagine your spiritual heart and its state. So what's the state of your heart? Is it open or constricted or closed? Is it hard or soft and receptive? Or hard and resistant, or somewhere in between? Does it feel heavy, talk about heavy heart? Does it feel light? We talk about lightheartedness or somewhere in between. If there is a sense of lightness or darkness, where is it on that spectrum? Think about a heart of light or a dark heart. So none of this is good or bad, it just is, and we're only checking to say what's our starting point, our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual starting point. All right, now to help you going deeper and to help you return if you pop out and get distracted into your mind, which is very, very normal and common, we're going to do a few deep breaths that help get our attention inside. So I want you to take a few just regular, easy breaths. Paying attention to those sensations that occur when you fill up, inhale, and when you let go, exhale. Now we're going to take it deeper. We're doing what we call the box breath, and that is to inhale to the count of four, hold that for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, and hold there for a count of four, and then we're going to repeat that three times. So take a deep breath to the count of four. Hold. Exhale. Hold. And repeat twice more. Okay, now returning your attention into your heart. Add your remembrance, your word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need and that is always available. You just forget. So you want to tap into that resource, that support. So go ahead and continue to repeat your word or phrase slowly and allow yourself to drop in, let go, and follow where the remembrance takes you. And in a minute, I'll give you further instructions. Okay, you're doing great. Keep going. And now if there is a situation in your life, an event, that you felt you failed in or at, that is you're aware of. We're not trying to conjure up anything from the path that's already you've moved through and have resolved. If there's anything bothersome, lingering, allow yourself to be in the experience of it. We're not going to stay here. We're not going to wallow in it. But we want to be there with it. And accept, not resist, that this actually did occur. That this failure, putting that word in quotes, actually happened. So the first step is to accept, and to accept both the knowledge of it and the experience of it, how it felt, the emotional impact. And notice any thoughts that occur around that, in any, yearnings to leave it, run from it, avoid it. We want to accept and experience. And now bring in the remembrance with the intention of asking your source of support to reveal the truth about that situation and your peace in it, because we always play a part. We want to own our peace, and only that, not anything that we don't, that isn't ours to take responsibility for. Bring their remembrance in, opening dropping in deeper, let go. What is the real truth here? What is the lesson this situation has for you? And our time is almost up. I have apparently yammered on a little longer than I intended, so I'm going to go for another minute. Okay, so to recap, the process is notice that you're upset, notice your tendency to resist that experience, accept it and how it feels, and drop in to remembrance. With the intention of finding what is the truth and the lesson in the situation. Because the reactions we have are so intense and intensified, we can overblow what actually occurred and the impact it had on ourselves and others. So the truth will tell us by asking for the truth about what really happened. We'll right-size it, and then the lesson provide insight and a path forward to our next level of mastery. So have a wonderful rest of the day, and keep going if something's opening for you right now. Take the time now, continue after the call. All right, we'll talk to you next week.